Video: Hurricane Larry strengthens to Category 3 storm. By Amy Furr on September 4, 2021. Hurricane Larry strengthened to a Category 3 storm and is forecast to remain a major hurricane over the coming days in the Atlantic, Local 10 reported Saturday. The storm is moving north, away from the United States, but could pose a threat to Bermuda next week. At 11 a.m. Saturday, Larry packed maximum sustained winds of 125 miles per hour. It was 1,055 miles east of the Leeward Islands and 1,600 miles southeast of Bermuda, heading west-northwest at 15 miles per hour. The National Hurricane Center predicts that Larry will further intensify into a Category 4 storm later this weekend, the outlet said. Fox 35 Orlando video showed the storm's path. Swells from the hurricane were expected to hit the Lesser Antilles on Sunday and affect the Greater Antilles, the Bahamas, and Bermuda on Monday and Tuesday, WESH reported. The outlet said swells were expected to reach the United States East Coast following Labor Day. There are no coastal watches or warnings in effect, the report added. In a social media post on Saturday, the National Hurricane Center warned, dangerous surf and rip currents expected to develop along many western Atlantic shores next week. According to the National Weather Service's Saffir-Simpson Hurricane Scale, a Category 3 hurricane typically produces winds from 111 to 129 miles per hour. Well-built framed homes may incur major damage or removal of roof decking and gable ends. Many trees will be snapped or uprooted, blocking numerous roads. Electricity and water will be unavailable for several days to weeks after the storm passes. Unnamed hurricanes of 1909, 1910, 1929, 1933, 1945, and 1949 were all Category 3 storms when they struck South Florida, as were King of 1950, Betsy of 1965, Jean of 2004, and Irma of 2017. Meanwhile, forecasters explained conditions for an above-average season were more favorable than those previously predicted. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration forecasters monitoring oceanic and atmospheric patterns say conditions are now more favorable for above-normal hurricane activity because El Niño has ended, the WESH article concluded.